Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
What if it can turn out better than you can imagine?
Second question, what's the worst advice you've ever received?
Be realistic.
Okay, let's just rewind that real quick. Not for the reasons you think. You know, trust me, believe me, it's not for the reasons you think. But let's rewind that real quick. Do you think the purpose of this video with her jiggling her butt cheeks? Like, first off, let's start here. She wants you to believe that butt wiggle was like a stretch. And it's just a coincidence that the camera is angled here and she just happened to be doing this, you know, important stretching routine before she does her workout.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
What if it can turn out better than you can imagine?
Second question, what's the worst advice you've ever received?
Be realistic.
I don't know, guys. Tell me what you think the purpose of this video was. Why did she make this video? Just somebody let me know. Because I can't figure it out.
Right.
This says how I looked when I met my boyfriend. Well, that guy got some serious fucking issues. That's all I'll say. I mean, it's apparent that you have serious issues. But if he found this attractive, then yeah, he might be worse than you. How I look now. So, is this what a masculine strong man turned you into? Did he have money? Is that what turned you from that to this? I mean, what was it? Was it his alpha nature? I got a feeling she's not going to give us context.
You feel like that's influence? You could have named anything.
What is the... Shut the f*** up!
What?
So, I guess some lunatic chick ran up on some street interviewer. I'm sure he was asking red pill questions. You know, look at this look on his face. He looks like the type of dude women would try that with. You know what I mean? But then again, these women are so crazy, they probably would have tried it on the UFC champion of the world or the current heavyweight champion of the world because they know, you know, guys can't knock them in the next week.
Shit.
But sometimes women like this run into the right guy or the wrong guy, however you want to look at it. And they get that all you can. And then they reconsider next time they think about running up on a dude like this. Like she could beat his ass. And we all know she can't. Even if this dude can't fight. Me totally unbothered as I cut off yet another low effort man for not meeting my standards because I know the universe is abundant and generous. Oh my gosh. Ma'am, have you done the self-work? Whoever posted this, have you done the self-work? You know? Maybe he didn't put in effort because you weren't worth the effort. You ever consider that? Did the universe tell you that? Did your chakra, you know, give you those vibes?
Of course not. Of course not.
Oh, so you're a slut. You, like, give it up really easy. You're a fucking slut.
Well, let's be honest. If you have a tattoo on the front of your neck, you can't call anybody any degrading names. Because you're the bottom of the fucking barrel. Women love male sluts. They love a man that all the other women want. Of course he's a slut if he's fucking with you. Of course he's a bad guy if he's fucking with you. Like, do women like this really complain about their guy being an a-hole or their guy being a dirtbag when she looks like this? The nerve. Here's the thing. No matter how bad a guy is, if the girl has a tattoo on the front of her neck, she was the problem in a relationship.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I cook, I clean, I fuck, I shit up.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
Now, if most women had that philosophy, we would live in a totally different society. You know, the dating market would have no problems. Well, not only that, if most women were willing to do that and be that for the average Joe, oh man, society would be so much better right now. So much better. Crime would be down, everything.
Okay. You still coming from? You still coming from?
Gentlemen, understand something. If you are a single man with no children and you are earning
$75,000 or more, you are now platinum. Shout out to platinum. If you're making six figures or more, you are now diamond level. If you're making $55,000 to $60,000, you are gold. You are far more valuable than you have ever been. And here's the trick. You guys don't know how valuable you are. And that is why so many of my critics and detractors are angry at me, because I am waking men up to their true value.
Look, man, if you work hard, I don't give a damn if you make $25,000. If you a good dude, you a hardworking dude, you got morals, values, integrity, honor, you got your head on straight, look, you're better than most women. Flat the fuck out. Compared to most of these dirtbag women, you're platinum. They just don't realize it. I don't care if society don't realize it. I want you to realize it. I don't care how sexy she is. These dingbats ain't worth, you know, what they say they worth and what society say they worth.
Okay.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Shout out to the two young dudes. Hadn't even hit puberty yet. No offense, but y'all still look young to me. They could barely get the words out. Those dudes had to be 14, 15... Those men are going to have a different outcome because they're not going to accept bad deals.
If men really stop simping for these crows, then women would have no choice but to change. If they couldn't even get a one-night stand from any guy, they would start looking up red pill content trying to figure out what's going on. But the thing is, even that would be an act. So I still wouldn't advise you to take them then. Even if they try to wake up.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
If she wasn't a good woman on her own without having to be forced to be it, then she ain't worth being with.
Super hot girl. You have to spend some money because she's probably not going for some bullshit. So a date's probably a $1,500 dinner, $1,000 on car service. Maybe bought her a gift out the gate, a couple $100.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
A guy like this got to lead with his money because his mind ain't right, his game ain't right, and he don't know his worth. Ain't none of these hoes worth a $1,500 date. Beyonce ain't worth a $1,500 date. So I don't know what this guy talking about.
$3,000-$4,000 out the gate. You're, you know, trying to really step it up. Nice place. Hold on. This is Justin Bieber's assistant.
Right.
At the bars, like, I do talk to guys, and, like, they'll give me their number, but I'm a bad texter. Like, I'm not the type of...
Hot girl credo. I hate when you guys do this. I hate when you guys do this.
Well, once again, bro, like, of course you're going to get those results from women. I'm not knocking you. I'm not mad that you're fat. But you can't complain about having bad results with women when you're this size.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you.
Step your game up, bro. I'm saying that out of love.
That's the worst.
Unless I'm trying
this
to
This is
fuck,
the stupidest.
I'm a good texter. But...
Yeah, exactly. When you guys say you're bad texters, just say you don't want to talk to us.
Oh, okay.
It's annoying. All you hot girls out there, you're always like, I'm a bad texter.
But why are you even trying to go after hot girls? I mean, bruh, come on, man. Fellas, we got to be realistic, too. Now, I don't value hot girls.
What? What are you talking about?
You know how I know you're gay?
How do you know I'm gay?
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo, or else you a homo.
What did I say?
And I think even this dude at this size would be doing the chick he talking to a favor by sticking by her, looking after her, etc., etc. But come on, we also gotta be real. If a dude like this going after hot chicks, and then getting his feelings hurt that they're not into him, you living in an alternate reality.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
If you want to respond, you'll just respond but to the text. It's not hard.
Would you knock your girlfriend out for $10 million?
Nah.
Yeah.
No?
But what the f***? We could split it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Knock me out right now. What the f***? All my bills are paid. Like,
would you knock him out for $10 million?
I would knock... Would. I'm sorry. I would knock my mom out for $10 million.
All right. What would y'all do, man? You knocking mama out for 10 mil? Let me know, y'all. Let me know in the comments section the crazy things you would do for $10 million. But keep it clean. Don't get me banned.
Right, is this going on TikTok, though?
It might. It might.
Wait, what's the account?
When you realize if he wanted to, he would, it's BS, and all you had to do was ask for what you wanted instead of expecting him to know. Yeah, but that's too much like common sense. That's too much like logic. That's too much like reason for the masses of, you know, women to go along with it.
Nice. First check I ever saw was $580,000. I was sitting in my Dodge Ram, 1500, sitting there, and I saw it, and I smiled, and I cried, and I smiled, and I texted my mama, then I texted my sister. Bro, I cried. Nobody in my family's ever made this much money in their life. And it was a Wells Fargo before?
Arcovia.
And it was a bad red little teller. And I was going to it with the little dolphin checks. I thought the dolphin check would work.
You're trying to be fancy.
But it was those summer checks, those little $1,500, $1,800 checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him a little check and I'd be smiling. She wouldn't even look up. She was looking down and she put my money in the envelope. She didn't even look me in the eyes.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
When I got that 580, I went inside. I had to talk. I had to be this close to her. Even at that big, thick-ass glass, I had to be right here with her.
But man, the teller wasn't worth all this thought and effort trying to impress the teller with the $1,500 checks. I mean, it's probably going to be hard to impress a teller, though, either way, because she got probably motherfuckers who coming in there putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in there on a regular. It's probably a few, what do you say, Wells Fargo? So, yeah, if she didn't see millionaires come in there and deposit $300,000, yeah, $1,500 ain't going to do it, bro. But like I say, these women ain't worth thinking about impressing.
The answer is hell no.
Don't give a damn about how cute the teller is. I would have been turned off by the fact she not looking me in my eye based on how much, well, we can't say it was based off how much he was depositing, but still, the fact that she a rude bitch would have made me not think she cute no more. But continue. We know how ball players are when it comes to being a simp.
And she never looked up. In about 3 months, she never looked up. I slid that $588,000 under that window. I said, I like to deposit this, ma'am. She still didn't look up. She looked at that check. In this account or this account? Yeah. I said, well, we could put a little in your account, but you know
what? No, bro, we could put a little in your account. No, what? Because she cute? Why do you still want to put something in her account after she dissed you for 3 months and didn't give you the human decency to look in your face? She didn't give you the human decency to look in your eyes, but now you want to deposit some of your $588,000 in her account? You're going to let her hit you for the $588,000? A portion of the $588,000? You got to be fucking kidding me. This is why I don't feel sorry for ball players, athletes, and entertainers when they get fucked over by these thoughts. I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I didn't have to work there because I saw. And, you know, I saw how fake she was. We dated for about 3 months. Yeah. She was bad.
This before you was married, right?
No, way before I was married. I got married. Yeah, it was my rookie year.
Beta!
It's a sign of being a beta male.
Beta!
What, beta?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.